Okay, we're continuing in the Isser Halah Yardea Peiches. Shulchan Aruch says there's an Isser Halah on the Basar Chalav. Shulchan Aruch says Afilu Basar Chayav Of Asa Lahalois Al Shulchan Shoichalav Gvina Shlo Yavo La Achlam Yachad. You can't even chicken. Even basar chayav oif, even chicken meat is aser to put on the table when you're eating gvina. So you don't, because we're concerned you might come to eat them together. And the Shulchan Aruch points out this is specifically when they're makirin, they recognize each other, there's some sort of recognition between the two people who are on the table. If that's the scenario, and there's no hecker. So they're makirin, but there's no hecker. That's when there's a prohibition. That's the basic case. Now, we discussed yesterday, you know, the different reasons for the isser of halaa, of bringing meat when they're eating dairy on the table, bringing meat to the table when you're eating dairy. We saw Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi's not choshish that you're going to make a roast beef sandwich with cheese. No. You know, a hard-working, God-fearing person is not going to do that. But Rashi's concerned that the cheese that you're eating is going to become contaminated. You know, you're eating cheese. You're not going to eat meat. You're not going to do that. But he's afraid that the cheese would become contaminated. The Gemara said it's a basar v'cholov, a bishul basar v'cholov issue. The Rambam and the Ran, just to be clear, they agree regarding the general reason for the Isser Halaa. They use different languages, but they agree because they're basar v'cholov are heter bifnei atzmo, and you're habituated with them to consume them freely, and we're afraid that habit is going to carry over. But they disagreed on the Isser Halah regarding Basar Oaf. Why is there Isser Halah on the Durbanon of Basar Oaf? And right, Basar Oaf with milk at worst is only going to be an Isser Durbanon even if it's cooked together. So according to the Radvaz, it seemed that it was protecting the Duraisa. According to the Ran, it was to Mechazek the Isser Durbanon of Basar Oaf. So there is a local machlokes regarding oaf between the Rambam and the Ran. Just to be clear, but generally, the Isser Halah, the general reason the Rambam and the Ran agree. So the question I'd like to investigate today is there an Isser Halah regarding Shar Surin? In other words, is there a problem of eating at the same table when someone else is eating, say, Nevela? Or chametz. In other words, to give a practical example, I like to use the Oreos. So there's two. We can look at it with two cases. So, and this is applies to the workplace at lunchtime. So could you eat an Oreo? Could you eat at the same table as someone who's eating an Oreo that has no heksher? Right, they're not all Oreos are kosher. Right, the Oreos in England, Australia, and in Asia, there are Oreos that do not have a heksher. And so, could you eat at the same table as someone who's eating an Oreo that doesn't have a heksher? Or more obviously, if they're eating Nevela. And now, similar question: could you eat at the same table as someone eating an Oreo with a heksher on Pesach, right? So it's an Oreo in the United States. It's the original Oreo, has a heksher, an OUD. It's not full on milchix. It's just could you eat at the same table? You're eating parv. They're eating their Oreo, the original Oreos, but it's Pesach. Can you sit it down at the same table as them? So we want to address those two issues. And then, hopefully, if we have time, we'll address, is there a nafkamina between the two reasons, that two basic reasons for the Isra Halah, right? The Gemara's reason was Shema Yala Ilfas Rishon, Ilfas Roisech, that's a Kli Rishon, which is really a Cheshash, we're concerned there's going to be Bishol Basil Cholov, and therefore that's why we're prohibiting the two on the same table. And the other reason was we're concerned they could eat them together. Is there a nafkamina between those two reasons? Well, so hopefully we'll investigate that. So the Shach really addresses very nicely the issue of the Isser. Is there an Isser Halah of Ashar Asurim? And so let's take a look at the Shach. Shach Beis and Simon Peiches. So the Shach points out, quoting the Tam of the Ran, the Lobedili Mine, that the Chumra, the Yisra Halah, by Basav Chalav is because the Lobedili Mine. They habituate themselves with these things individually. They eat Basar all the time separately. They eat milk all the time separately. So we're afraid that it's going to carry over when it's not appropriate. And so I read the Shach, and here the Dafka Basar also Vahalois al Shokan to Oikol Cholov or Ibcha. Mishum the Lo Bedili Mine, Mipnesha Kol Echad Heter Bifneatsmoi, the Ran of all Mutter Lahalois Basar Nevela al Shokan to Oikol Alav Basar Kashera, Chem of Orbidivri Iran, Umevia Beis Yosef. So Lot that Tam, that Lo Bedili Mine. So if the other person at work, let's say, is eating a Nevela sandwich, so you're boidel from Nevela, so there's no problem if I wouldn't say sandwich, if they're eating a steak, let's say, if they're eating Nevela, you know, that's not a problem to sit down at the same table as them. There's not, because you're boidel from it. The Isra Halah b'Basar V'Cholov is that you're not boidel, but Nevela you are boidel, so it's okay. So, Shara Surim Stam seems to not be an issue. And therefore, the Oreo without the Heksher, the Choyra, should be Mutter. The Choyra should be Mutter. Because the Kashash in the Oreo is Shara Surim, the Vela, or the like, right? Or any Machal Shul Isser. The Choyra, an Oreo that doesn't have a Heksher, we don't know what went into it. There might be some, you know, trefas in there. So you're boidel from that. The chor, that would be mutter. That would be mutter. We'll see that might change in the end of the shach. The shach's conclusion might change that heter to iser. Then the shach brings the Rashba. And the Rashba addressing chametz on Pesach, there's no problem of a goy bringing chametz to your house on Pesach because, you know, it's not yours. But what about if eating at the same table? So what about eating at the same table? I mean, let's think about chametz for a second. We know that, you know, chametz b'mashehu is aser, right, on Pesach. It's aser b'mashehu. Right, chametz bePesach b'mino bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino. It's also, and we know the Rosh's reason is the lo bedili mine. Right, everyone is habituated to enjoy chametz, but that's combined with the Issacharis. That's the Rosh. The Rosh says holds the Issa Mashos because of Karis and lo bedili mine. So the Chayra, there should be an Issa Halah. There should be an Issa Halah on chametz on Pesach. And but at the same time, according to the logic that they share, both Basar V'Cholov and Chametz B'Pesach share Lo Bedili Mine, there should be an Isra Halah, but there should also be a heter al yedei heker, right? You should be able to get around it, just like you're able to get around the Isra Halah a bus of cholov with a heker, a menorah, or a piece, you know, a loaf of bread you're not eating, or separate placemats. That should work by chametz also. Does it? Or is chametz more machmer? Is chametz more machmer? So the Rashba comes out that the Rashba is concerned over here that mappa doesn't work. Mappa doesn't work by chametz on Pesach. So it's more chomer. And I'll read the quote here that the Shach brings from the Rashba. V'nir d'chasa mishum chumer d'chametz shiny, d'kevin d'chametz b'mashahu rachok, hu shelo yis'arev perur echad mishal goy, mishal Yisrael. K'mashu chasa v'rashba. Sham teida d'ha afilu b'hefsek mapa ka'aser chasam. So the added problem of chametz is also b'mashahu, and the Rashba is concerned that there's going to be contamination on a crumb level. He says it's rachoik that you're not going to have contamination on a crumb level. So a mapa, right? A filu behefsek mapa ka aser. So chametz, although it shares the same time as lo bedili minei. The mashma of chametz on Pesach shares the time of lo bedili minei kol shata. Hefsek mappa does not help. So chametz is more chomer. So the regular Oreo cookie at work on Pesach is going to be aser. Therefore, you can't sit down at the same table with someone eating an Oreo cookie at work on Pesach, even though the Oreo has a heksher, because we're worried about crumb contamination. And that's okay. Of course, this is all going to have to be modified by the Rush. I'm just throwing this in here now. We're not going to deal with it today, but the Rush does say in Hilchos, brought in Hilchos Nida, that the tables of the times of Chazal were smaller, and that historical fact that the Rush tells us affects the iser, the harhakas of eating on the same table by Niva. So the chor, it's going to affect us as well. So when we say there's an iser here to eat at the same table, that's going to have to be modified, considering the rush's historical fact about the tables in the times of Chazal. So that's for leave that tomorrow or another day. So now, what about the tray for oil? In other words, the goy is eating a tray for oil at work, and you're sitting across, and you're just, it's not Pesach. It's just a regular, it's a regular lunch, and he's eating his potentially tray for oil. Maybe it's better to, it's better just to have a straight out case of. We'll just leave it at an Oreo for now. So what about that? Is there an issue with that? So the Shach here says at the end that there's a chumrah by bread. He says. The shiny hasam, the ala lechem yichya ha'adam, the ragobo, kol hashana, the lo bedili in shemineh. This sounds like he's talking about the chumra of Pesach, ukahai gav, nakos of a rush, preparek eim amidin, gabi bishol goy. Turn the page here. And turn around. The pas tzarech harchaka tefei. So pas, even not on Pesach, the Shach is pointing out, b'shem the rush, the pas tzarech harchaka tefei, mishum de'al ha'lechem yichya ha'adam. Because it's a staple. So there's an extra chumra over here by lechem, even if it's not Pesach. And the Beis Yosef brings this rush in Kufiyot Dalad, and the Rush concludes that Lefizeh, Also, the halos lechem shall iser al shulchan kederech shasir bebas v'chalav. So then, to answer our question about the oriel that does not have a heksher, or right, the oriel does not have a heksher, and we're concerned for tarfus, mechalos shall iser. Yeah, you can't sit down at the same table as the with the boy eating that oriel without the heksher, because we're that past. Right, the past tzarich harchaka tefei mishum de al alechem yichya adam, and there's an iser halah on lechem just like there is on bas v'chalam. So the chayra, it's not like Pesach where mappa doesn't help. A mappa would help. The guy is eating an oreo without the heksher. You're eating your lunch, and there's a heker there. Assuming that you're Makirin, the co-worker, and then Lechora, a mapa would work, b'makom that the co-worker is eating a potentially treif Oreo. So there's a big difference between chametz, you know, a chametz steak, a kosher Oreo that has a heksher on Pesach, a mapa is not going to help, and they treif Oreo that a hacker will help. So there's a chumra on lechem that is like pasuk v'chalav. There's an iser halah, but a hacker will help, just like it helps by pasuk v'chalav. Let's now address the question: Is there a nafkamina between the reason for the iser halah? The Gemara brings. The reason is Shema Yala Ba'ilfas Roseach, and we're concerned that you're going to bring a Kli Rishon of the table, and you're going to do a Bishul Bas of a Cholov in it. I think that's what it is, or the Bas of Cholov is going to already be cooked in it. And then the other reasons that we see in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is Shema Yolkom Yachad. We're afraid that if you do Halaa, you bring basar onto a table that you're eating gavina, you might eat them together. Is there a nafkamina between these two different reasons? And theoretically, I think yes. I think theoretically there is a nafkamina, and the nafkamina would be, right, the nafkamina would be tab shoshal basar. I think the tav shoshal basar would be the nafkamina. What is a tav shoshal basar? A tav shoshal basar, the classic case, is potato, cholent potato. The expression tav shoshal basar comes up in pei tes, right? The expression comes up in the halachas of hamtana. If you eat meat, you can't eat Gavina afterwards, and I think so. A tav shel basar, classic case of tav shel basar, is a potato that was cooked in a meat cholent. There is no meat ingredient per se in the cholent. In the potato, and the cholent does have meat in it. The potato doesn't. It just has tam basar. I would think logically that if the tam of halaa is Shema Yala Ilfas Roy Seach, and we're concerned for Bishul Basar L'Cholov, then it would, if they're eating Gavina, if they're eating a dairy on the table, then you wouldn't be able to bring a Tav Shoshal Basar, a Cholent potato, because that cholent potato can create basar v'chalav, beraisa. It can create basar v'chalav. It has no ingredient of basar, but it's basar, and you're going to need shishim keneged the tam basar that's in the potato. And if you, since the tav shoshal basar could create a basar v'chalav, beraisa, so then there'd be an iser halah on just a cholent potato, even though there's no meat ingredient in that potato. If the reason for halal is you might eat them together, logically, I would think there would be no iser halal on a cholent potato, because though the Ramah paskins, if you eat a cholent potato, you can't eat kvina afterwards, you can't eat cheese afterwards, and certainly you can't eat them together, but logically speaking, it's a shvacha type of basar, and I would think that if the time for halal is because of you might eat them together, the gezer of halal might not go that far to prohibit, you know, potato, fleshik potato. Because it's not your classic achilas basar v'cholov. Because there's so many gezeras over here, a gezera and a gezera, maybe tavshishal basar, according to the Tam, that you might eat the basar v'cholov together, tavshishal basar would not be prohibited mishum hala'a. Okay, so that's really what I wanted to address today. You know, is there Isra Halal by Shara Surim and by the Vela? No, because Halal is also because of by Bas Mechal is because Blob Dilimine, but by the Vela you are Boidel, so there's no Isra Halal on the Vela, so you could eat at the same table as somebody eating the Vela. And then we had our two questions of the Oreos, right? A regular Oreo on Pesach, it's more chomer than bas v'cholov. A mappet does not help, right? You can't sit down and at the same table with somebody eating chametz on Pesach. Even though the tam seems to be the same because of alo b'dilamine, but chametz is more, it's aser b'mashahu, and therefore we're concerned for even crumb like contamination. And then the other was the Oreo that doesn't have a heksher. There a heker would help, right? Because even though it's Shara Surim, but we're machmer by bread because it's Alech Lechem Yechia Adam, so bread is more chomer than the Vela, and bread shall Isser has an Isser Halaa like Basa V'Cholav, but if it's not Pesach, like by Basa V'Cholav, a heker, when the two people sitting at the table are makirim, a heker does help. By Basa V'Cholav, it's going to help by Lechem Shel Isser. So even though they're eating a potentially treif Oreo, you can sit down at the same table as them as long as there's a heker. So, and maybe there's an afkamina between the time the Gemara brings Shema Yala Ilfas Rishon and the time of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Shema Yochum Yachad. The Tav Shul Basra would be an afkamina theoretically. I have to look into it. Looks like that Tav Shul Shul Basar, there is an Isra Halal on Tav Shul Basar, but I have to look into that. And Mr. Shem will look into that. And the idea of the what's the difference between the shulchanim of Chazal, that they were smaller, and our tables that are larger? How does the Isra Halal differ when you're dealing with a larger table? Okay. Shkoyach, any questions? Okay, Shkoyach. So, thank you for joining.